The Tigers were back at home at Comerica Park to open up a four-game set against the Tampa Bay Rays. And simply put, Tampa's Brandon Lowe was a one-man wrecking crew, as he had three hits, including a home run, and he drove in three of Tampa's runs in a 6-2 win over the Tigers. Tampa Bay starter Jeffrey Springs only allowed two unearned runs for his fourth win of the season. The Tigers face the Rays again tonight at 7:10, a 6:50 pregame show on Newstalk Sports 94.9 WSJM and Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. And then there's the reports that say that Tiger slugger Miguel Cabrera is considering retiring after this season. The 39-year-old entered Thursday's game batting 132 in his last 20 games. The White Sox hitting the road to face Texas. Mabry's Valoria's RBI single in the seventh inning gained the Rangers a 3-2 lead and eventually the win. Sox starter Johnny Cueto did pitch all eight innings, giving up 11 hits while striking out four with no walks. The Sox and Rangers face each other again tonight at 8:05. And the Cubs added to the misery with not just one, but a pair of losses on Thursday, falling in game number one 4-3, and then losing the second game to former Cubs pitcher Jose Quintana 7-2. The Cubs are back at home this afternoon to face the Miami Marlins at 2:20. And speaking of the Cubs and the Cardinals, the two NL Central Division rivals were supposed to play in London in the 2020 season, but the game was obviously canceled because of COVID-19. Major League Baseball announced yesterday that they'll play that series in London on June 24th and the 25th of 2023. The Cubs will also be playing in the Field of Dreams games in Iowa next Thursday against Cincinnati. The NFL preseason began last night in Canton, Ohio, with the annual Hall of Fame game featuring players that will probably never be Hall of Famers themselves. The Las Vegas Raiders beat Jacksonville 28-11. The Jags and Raiders stars did not play. The Lions' first preseason game is next Friday at home against Atlanta, while the Bears play host to Kansas City next Saturday. Coming up tonight in the WNBA, it's Washington at Chicago at 8 o'clock. A judge in Russia has sentenced WNBA All-Star Brittany Griner to 9 years in prison for drug smuggling and drug possession. President Joe Biden denounced the sentence as unacceptable. Thursday night, under the lights in Midwest League Baseball, they were all won by the road teams. West Michigan beat Lansing 5-1. Great Lakes needed 11 innings to beat Lake County 5-4. And South Bend won at Fort Wayne 3-1. Tonight, Great Lakes is at Lake County. West Michigan is at Lansing. And South Bend is at Fort Wayne. All those games start at 7 p.m. For more sports and the scores from last night and the schedule of today's games, visit the podcast page on this station's website. With your morning sports for Friday, August 5th, I'm Dave Wolfe.